speaking today with Erin Yost. She was talking about making your debt work for you. Of course, farmers and ranchers were always dealing with types of debt. So you said having a really good grasp on your finances is the first step, correct?
Yeah, you know, I always say that you can't manage what you don't measure. So how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And so I think it's really important to understand your financials, no matter what they are, and then make decisions going forward based on your financials.
And based on yours, not your neighbors, not your mom's, not your dad's.
Yeah, I did bring that point up that, yeah, it's easy to look across the fence and say, well, how come neighbor's doing X, Y, Z or whatever? But I think the more we take the time to focus internally, what are our operations goals? What's my family goals? And you're just going to find a lot more success than worrying about how everybody's doing X, Y, Z, because sometimes it's you don't know the whole story.
Talked a little bit about diversification and off-farm income. Most of our farmers usually have maybe a spouse that works in town that can do the insurance, but talk to us a little bit about diversification.
Yeah, I always said that diversification, off-farm income is a form. Sometimes we'd forget to look at that off-farm income is, you know, my husband and I are on his family's ranch, and my passion is ranching, and I would love to be there full-time. But right now, at this point of our life, we need to diversify, and one way we're diversifying is through off-farm income, off-ranch income. But there's also ways, you know, there's different types of markets you can do, different, you know, really if you sit down and think, you probably have a lot of skill sets that you can offer to find some diversification so you're not always riding on what the cattle market's doing or what's happening in the crops. You know, you have some ability to weather those storms, the more diversified you can be.
Well, how do you calculate your debt? You showed us a couple of buckets that you put different forms of debt in. So kind of give us a little recap on that.
Yeah, I broke it into three buckets. There's the productive debt. There's, you know, wealth building. Is there things that I can invest in and take on debt that improves my income, my profitability, asset growth, and so forth, build equity and long-term assets, land, and so forth. And then there's the necessity debt. I just need to have an operating loan, or I need to replace XYZ as far as that farm equipment or ranching, you know, something on the ranching side, hay equipment. And then there's the drag debt. You know, it doesn't have a great term, but it's more of the consumer debt. It's more of the high interest debt. It's more, you know, vehicle loans and things. I'm not saying don't have those, but understand your buckets and understand how you're going to pay for those buckets of debt. And drag debt is one that, you know, you just need to, if you have it, you just need to know how to manage it.
How do you strengthen your short-term financial health?
Short-term financial health, you know, I sound like a broken record, but it goes back to cash flow. You know, what is my income for the year? What are my expenses? If you find years and that you're profitable and you are, you know, you're very disciplined in the investments that you make, whether you make some, whether you don't, if you have profitability and you keep them within your operation, you know, pay down operating debts, so forth like that, those are always ways to really strengthen what we call that working capital, that top half of your balance sheet, that short-term debt, that you'll be able to weather those storms the more you focus on strengthening that top half of your balance sheet.
Had a lot of questions and comments surrounding the relationship with your loan officer, with your banker. And, you know, sometimes that relationship's end up being really, really important because you want to go back and ask for money. So what advice do you have for producers that are wanting to buy more land or wanting to purchase more things?
Sure. Well, I first and foremost have to say that I'm a producer myself with my husband. So when I answer this, I do understand the other side of the desk.
Sure.
So what I do say is it's really, you know, the better you have a grasp on your financial situation, the more time you take on making a plan, if you understand how your financials, you know, what was your profitability this year, and you go into your financial officer with a plan and projections and things, how you think you're going to make it work, you know, there's a lot more buy-in than when you walk in and say, well, I want to do this, what do you think? And we start asking questions from a financial officer standpoint, what's your income, what's your expenses, and you have no clue. That's really where we struggle for the buy-in. It's when we have a plan, when we have, you know, risk protection, risk management, we understand all those areas of our business. It's that relationship, that balancing of a working together really helps.
Any advice for first-time producers trying to get that first loan, or maybe, you know, succession planning where they're kind of coming into the farm and wanting to put their own stamp on it? What do those kinds of first-time farmers need to be thinking about?
use your resources, surround yourself with good people, whether you're a first-time farmer or rancher or you know, wherever you're in your life cycle. I truly believe in surround yourself with people who know more than you, who are experts in the field and whatever field it may be, and then utilize, you know, if there's some programs through FSA and with real estate purchases and joint financing opportunities, really understand, get a good mentor, do things. You know, it might not happen how you want it to happen, but make sure that you start somewhere, steps, and you know, if you have to do something to diversify your operation, off-farm income, whatever it may be, start somewhere, but surround yourself with good people, have goals in mind, and then have action plans to get to those goals.
What are some of your favorite resources that you send farmers to, whether it's to look at interest rates or compare rates or to figure out what they can apply for or what not to apply for and what to avoid?
Oh, there's a ton of resources out there. I personally, from a producer standpoint, my husband and I, we've used a lot of resources from, we've used FSA, real estate loans and so forth. You know, I think they're a good resource. I believe that you need to have resources, whether you use it or not. You need to understand crop insurance. You need to understand risk plans for livestock and so forth. And then just, you know, current events, being involved, understanding, you know, what's happening in the world and so forth. So I'll always encourage you to get involved in other groups, other, you know, types of the farmers unions and things of the world, because you find resources you didn't even know were out there because you're involved.
Like
that's right. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.